T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories. Mayor de Blasio says the city has learned from experience that predictions are just that, and the city needs to be ready for all eventualities.
We've been doing a lot to lay a foundation to get ready. Sanitation Department has already spread liquid brine on the highway ramps in advance. This is an area where we've had some problems in the past, so we're taking additional proactive steps to make sure those highway ramps are usable.
He says he'll try to let parents know tonight if there will be school tomorrow. In New Jersey, Governor Murphy has ordered state offices closed at noon when non-essential workers will be dismissed.
There'll be more than enough snow to plow here in many parts of North Jersey. Here in Garfield, Bobby's got a full day into night planned. Big bucks in time for the holidays, and you never know, he could stop for you, although he's pretty busy. His plow truck is on overdrive.
Depends on how much money they have, yes. If I see it spread like a deck of cards, then I usually stop.
Mike Latore is superintendent of the DPW crews in Waldwick and says, it may sound obvious, but please, don't everybody go home at the same time.
So if you can leave earlier or stay home today, that would be my recommendation. If I didn't have to be out in this, I would be home. If our trucks are sitting in the same traffic that you are, then we can't do our job.
Be safe. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, Route 46 in Garfield.
Oh, what a mess in a number of homes in South Jamaica, Queens. The sewage backup began on Saturday.
The latest poop from the 15-square-block area has about 80 homeowners still pumping sewage out of their basements while berating the city for not stemming the flow.
You guys are going home smelling a nice fresh house, and we're smelling.
And that's what it smells like, because Patricia Dyer from the 149th Street Civic Association says that's what it is.
One lady showed us pictures. She had worms coming up through her bathtub. The stench is unbelievable.
The City Department of Environmental Protection claims cooking grease poured down kitchen drains, congealed in the cold weather, and blocked the major sewer line. John Montone, 1010 Winds, in South Jamaica.
We may get a reading today on where the Supreme Court now stands on gun control. The justices are hearing arguments in a case from New York.
New York City gun owners challenged a regulation that prohibited them from carrying a licensed, locked, and unloaded handgun outside the city limits. Lower courts upheld the regulation, but in an effort to keep the case from reaching the Supreme Court, the city changed it, while the state enacted a law barring cities from imposing such restrictions. Nonetheless, the justices are set to hear arguments in the case that has gun control advocates fearing the court's conservative majority could call into question gun restrictions across the country, while gun rights groups are hoping the high court might extend recent rulings that enshrined the right to have a gun for self-defense at home. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Remember the big to-do last year over the holiday decorations at the entrance to the Holland Tunnel in New Jersey? After a poll, adjustments were made, and there's another tweak this year. They've created a larger tree to cover the A in Holland, and that should better balance out the wreath that covers the O. There is no longer a wreath covering the U in Tunnel. One person died this morning in an apartment building fire on Nostrand Avenue in the Flatbush section of Brooklyn.
The call came in just before 4 a.m. A fire on the third floor of this three-story building along Nostrand Avenue in East Flatbush. One man died jumping out the window. Seven others were hurt, some seriously. Patrick works in the barbershop next door.
And the guy who jumped out the window died, that's a friend of us. But I'm so sorry that happened. That's the only thing I can say.
The fire went to two alarms. The FDNY got it under control an hour and 15 minutes after it started. No word yet on what caused the blaze. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds, in the East Flatbush section of Brooklyn.
New York's new top cop, Dermot Shea, was officially sworn in yesterday, becoming the NYPD's 44th police commissioner. And Mayor de Blasio at this hour is presiding over Shea's ceremonial swearing in at police headquarters. Shea has vowed to ensure that cops get the respect they deserve while asking the officers to double down on neighborhood policing and go to the next level by helping kids stay away from trouble before they ever find it. Shea replaces James O'Neill, who retired after 3 years as commissioner and nearly 36 years at the NYPD. Purses and backpacks are convenient for carrying things around, but they can be easy pickings for thieves when you put them down. Police are looking for a man in connection with a string of such incidents in Greenwich Village over the past month. Two of the thefts took place at the new school, two more were at nearby restaurants. Victims lost cell phones, cash, and credit cards. Police have come up with surveillance camera photos of a man who tried to use the credit cards at subway stations. Anyone with information is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. This is Cyber Monday. Adobe Analytics predicts $9.4 billion in online sales today, a 19% increase over last year.
ScoreSense.com says you should use your credit card when you shop online. Use your debit card and your cash could be gone in an instant if your identity is stolen. In most cases, you'll get it back, but it could take days. Also, use the latest version of your browser and make sure your antivirus software is up to date. And try to shop only on websites you've bought from safely before. Also, don't shop using public Wi-Fi. Your smartphone or tablet is just as vulnerable to attack as your computer. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.